I'm Paul Foster for Public Radio WNCW. Welcome into this week's edition of More to the Story. My guest today is staff writer with Smoky Mountain News. Welcome back, Corey Valancourt. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Always great to be here.
Corey, I look forward to having a discussion with you about an article you've got coming out on the Alternative Baseball Organization. So this would be an opportunity for someone in parts of Western North Carolina to play the sport who, say, has autism or other special needs.
If Taylor Duncan has his way, that's exactly right, Paul. Right now, the Alternative Baseball Organization has a number of teams around the region here in the Southeast, especially in the Atlanta area, but they're looking to get some started in Western North Carolina or anywhere else that there is a need for such a thing.
Taylor Duncan, how did this all begin for Taylor, and what's he been through to get out his message?
Taylor was diagnosed with moderate autism at the age of 4. And so his entire life as a sports fan, he found himself unable to compete in traditional youth sports because he suffered some developmental delays and he wasn't quite ready for it. But there was no alternative, nowhere for people like him to go. And so he, 2 years ago, began discussions and founded this Alternative Baseball League. What they do is they play by major league rules. So this is not T-ball or something that's, you know, beneath the abilities of these folks. They use real wood bats. They use the drop third strike rule. They steal bases. The only difference is that the ball is just a little bit bigger and a little bit softer for safety purposes. But other than that, it's the real deal.
They actually would get together weekly and go through, like any baseball team would, the practice and getting ready for the next game, I guess.
That's right. It's about batting practice and base running drills. And they also spend a lot of time working on team chemistry. And for people on the spectrum, often social interaction is difficult. But they've seen some pretty good results of kind of bringing people out of that shell and making them feel more comfortable as the center of attention on an athletic field or as a member of a team in the dugout. And that translates to the real world eventually for these folks.
We can call it ABO for short. And again, we're talking about the Alternative Baseball Organization. How many teams presently exist? Is this thing going nationwide, in other words?
Taylor Duncan is certainly trying to get it to go nationwide. There are a number of teams in Atlanta, in the Cobb County area. There's a few up near Chattanooga. There's one or two in Florida. And then there's some teams all the way up on the East Coast in Philly and Washington, D.C. and places like that. So there's more than a dozen right now. There are a number forming. I know one in Tacoma, Washington is attempting to get started. And then Taylor just recently told me, in addition to the Carolina Crusaders, which is a Chesney, South Carolina-based team, they are also starting in 2020 a Charlotte-area team called the Carolina Fireflies. And he's had inquiries from Concord and Gastonia as well. So it seems to be popping up here in central North Carolina. And again, if he gets his way and gets a team out in Waynesville or Silva, you could see a good portion of WNCW's listening area covered by these teams.
And you mentioned Chesney, where we are here in Rutherford County. You could be across the state line and down there in like 25 minutes, so that's not far away at all. Did you find out in working on this story that the ABO is and Taylor are trying to build confidence that otherwise an individual with those special needs would not be able to believe that they could be on a true baseball team?
Right. Often it's not about physical ability because most of these folks have the ability to swing a bat and run the bases. It's more about being in a social situation. And so Taylor had told me that there was, and I'm sure he's not the only case, there was a fellow that was on one of the teams who kind of built this social network and eventually got it inspired him to get a driver's license and to get a job. And so these are opportunities that some of these folks might not realize they have until they do something like play alternative baseball.
It's WNCW's More to the Story as we continue our conversation with the Smoky Mountain News and staff reporter Corey Valancourt. Taylor Duncan has received national exposure for what he's been doing, hasn't he?
This past April was a busy month for Taylor. He was on ESPN's Baseball Tonight. He was recognized by the Atlanta Braves organization as a community hero. He was on the Today Show. I mean, these are major media outlets. He was also, there was a mention in Sports Illustrated. So this seems like a really good idea. And when you see major media attention focused on something like this, you can tell that it's certainly something that people are looking forward to in their area.
How would someone be eligible to participate with the ABO?
It's for adults and youth ages 15 and up. It's men and women, anyone who can physically swing a bat or get out there on the field with a glove. As I said earlier, they play by major league rules. So this is not some dumbed down version of the sport. They strive in all their marketing media. They say they strive to provide an authentic baseball experience. And it looks like that's exactly what they do.
In Western North Carolina, is anyone reaching out to Taylor? Is anyone wanting to get involved? Can you see some support coming forward with his mission?
I do know that there are people in the community, especially in the field of intellectual and developmental disabilities, people that work with the autistic, that say this would be a great idea and it would be very welcome. So some of the folks that I talked to about the story as I was writing it said, oh my gosh, I hope this happens. And I would bet you that they turn around and try to start making this happen.
So be on the lookout for this story, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to see that name that we've mentioned today, Taylor Duncan, about the alternative baseball organization that hopefully is going to be making its presence known in Western North Carolina very soon. Corey, before you get away, I wanted to mention that I thought it was kind of funny. We had one of your editions come in recently, and one of my coworkers was looking at it and said, I believe I might have picked up a paper that goes back many years ago. And then I realized, no, this was currently. You folks have had a little anniversary and were recapping some stories, were you not?
That's right. It was a lot of fun. We just recently celebrated the Smoky Mountain News 20th anniversary. And so for that, we kind of put out a commemorative edition that featured our original cover scheme and logo. It was the same exact headline from the very first issue, which is Park remains strong amid concerns or something like that. So it was kind of a full circle thing of how some things have changed, but some things have not. In that issue, we were able to recap some of the biggest stories of the previous 20 years. So you have things like Ghost Town in the Sky and the floods of 2004 and the Great Recession and Eric Rudolph's capture. So speaking, you know, as a member of the staff, I can say it was a lot of fun for all of us to go back through the archives and kind of update these stories as to, you know, how have we recovered from the recession? How have we recovered from these floods? So it was a lot of fun.
Congratulations to all of you at the Smoky Mountain News, and we're always so glad to have you in the rotation of our visitors to the Smoky Mountain News. So again, that's Corey Valancourt with the Smoky Mountain News. Thank you for being here today.
Always happy to be here, Paul.
More to the story also available on our website as a podcast at wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.